Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. Happy Labor Day. This is Renee. Thanks for coming by to talk to me this morning. I thought this morning, I'm not going to do an hour-long show, but I did want to say good morning to everybody and wish everybody a wonderful day. And I also thought I'd update everybody on why we have Labor Day. I think, you grow up learning about all of our holidays and everything that we do, and often we don't even know what they're for. I know one of my grandchildren asked me the other day, if it's Labor Day, how come we have the day off from school? Doesn't labor mean you're supposed to work? And I laughed and I thought to myself, I think I've said that before when I was a kid. The truth of the matter is, Labor Day is big in our history, and it's always the first Monday in September. And its creation was because the labor movement was dedicated to the social and economic achievements of American workers. It constitutes a yearly national tribute to the contributions workers have made to the strength, prosperity, and well-being of our country. In other words, when we all came here from other countries, our forefathers, we started businesses. We were incredibly entrepreneurial in those days because there was nothing. Short of things that were where there was really a need for them, like somebody who was a blacksmith or somebody who could get seeds in, or when you didn't reseed your own farm, things like that. It was pretty limited on what businesses were. There was always an undertaker. It's kind of funny when you think back about how limited the options were if you were going to work outside your home. Most of us, way back in the beginning, ran our home like a business. We grew our food. We actually grew things that we would either trade or barter with or share with other families, and they would do the same. And then, of course, raising livestock and things like that, then people would do the same with that. Bartering in the beginning was one of the very most important things. But then when we realized we would be at a standstill only doing those things, then people started getting, trying to work in stores, or women would be seamstresses, or men would work on other people's homes to build barns and things like that. And then, of course, the railroad came, and the railroad made a difference, too, bringing other jobs to people and having people out there. Because I'm 65, my grandpa, if he were alive today, would be, I don't know, in his hundreds, but he would tell me wonderful stories. He ran away from home when he was something like 14, and he rode the trains like the hobos. And back in those days, you would ride the train, you would sneak on the train, and you would ride from town to town on the train. You would steal coal from the train, sell it to the townspeople to get yourself some food and some drinks. You'd have a campfire, and all of the hobos would share everything that they were able to take from the town. And then they might sit a couple days, and then they'd get back on the train and travel all over like that. It was a very interesting time. But I looked up some stuff, so I'm going to read it to you, and then I'm going to say goodbye this morning. I just thought it would be interesting for you to know what you were actually celebrating today. The first Labor Day holiday was celebrated on a Tuesday, on September 5th, in 1882, in New York City, in accordance with the plans of the Central Labor Union. The labor union held its second Labor Day holiday just a year later, on September 5th, in 1883. In 1884, the first Monday in September was selected as the holiday, as originally proposed, and the Central Labor labor union urged similar organizations in other cities to follow the example of New York and celebrate a working men's holiday on that date. The idea spread with the growth of labor organizations, and in 1885, Labor Day was celebrated in many industrial centers of the country. It became a nationwide holiday. The form of that observance and the celebration of Labor Day was outlined in the first proposal of the holiday, a street parade to exhibit to the public the strength and spirit decor of the trade and labor organizations of the community, followed by a festival for the recreation and amusement of the workers and their families. This became the pattern for the celebrations of Labor Day. Speeches by prominent men and women were introduced later, as more emphasis was placed upon the economic and civic significance of the holiday. Still later, by a resolution of the American Federation of Labor Convention in 1909, the Sunday preceding Labor Day was adopted as Labor Sunday and dedicated to the spiritual and educational aspects of the labor movement. The character of the Labor Day celebration has undergone a change in recent years, especially in large industrial centers where mass displays and huge parades have proven a problem. This change, however, is more a shift in emphasis and medium of expression. Labor Day addresses by leading union officials, industrialists, educators, clerics, and government officials are given wide coverage in newspapers, radio, and television. The vital force of labor added material to the highest standard of living and the greatest production the world has ever known, and has brought us closer to the realization of our traditional ideals of economic and political democracy. It is appropriate, therefore, that the nation pay tribute on Labor Day to the creator of so much of the nation's strength, freedom, and leadership, the American worker. The Department of Labor turned 100 in March on 2013. Wow, that doesn't seem possible, does it? So that means 1913 is when they actually designed the Department of Labor. We launched a year's worth of educational events outlining the department's history. When you see our centennial icon, expect to find out some tidbit of history or about an event or activity celebrating our first century of service to Americans' workers. On the website that I found, it's really kind of amusing because there are pictures of way back when. It always tickles me when I see all these. Why did men and women back in that day look so staunch and unable to relax or have fun? We know they did because we read other stories. But there's a picture on the front page of President Woodrow Wilson and Samuel Gompers and the Department of Labor Secretary William B. Wilson. And there's like 36 photographs, and it's pretty interesting, and it just looks so incredibly old-fashioned. It's fun to look at. So there's also an emblem that says justice to all. In union there is strength, Labor Day, in Helena, 1901. So the reason I wanted to say this is because everything we talk about, everything that I try to share with all of you on this show is about who we are, what we are, and what we're capable of doing. I mean, if we could come here from all different countries, now imagine this. We came here from all over the rest of the world to the United States, hence the name, United States. And we gathered together and we made what started out as a very small community and grew it into the United States of America. What does that tell you about our capabilities? Our forefathers, with maybe, sorry, an eighth of what we have to work with today, organized a unity so great that we combined our talents, our energies, our efforts, and turned us in to one of the most prominent, most efficient, most wealthy, most wonderful countries in the world. And now we're struggling more than ever. Well, maybe not more than ever. There's been other times in the 60s, I guess, and the 70s when we've been at war with each other. But it seems now that because we've gotten so big and because we are what we are, the jealousy is rampant. The coveting of other people's belongings and things has become too great. We need to pull back and realize really what we are and understand that the opportunity is there for everybody. And there's a way to achieve your goals without hurting other people. It's never, ever necessary to hurt someone else to achieve something that you want, need, or desire. Get that very clear in all your heads. You don't have to hurt or take away from or do anything to another human being to achieve your goals. It's not necessary. As a matter of fact, a lot of times when that same person that you're thinking has more than you and you're jealous or you're angry or you're hurt by the fact that they've been more successful than you, think about this. What if you united? What if you joined hands? Then with your own personal integrity, talents, and capabilities, you could do whatever you needed to do. Please think about it. And know that we were here, we are here, we're supposed to be here to live together with appreciation, respect, integrity, and love. It's a much easier way to live, a much kinder way to live, and it's where we have to find again. It's what we have to find again. It's what we have to achieve again. That ability to flow without all the struggle and all the turmoil that we seem to be able to stir up when things don't go our way. So, have a wonderful, wonderful Labor Day. Enjoy your day with family and friends. We had a great get-together yesterday. One of my granddaughters is moving to Texas, so we used yesterday on this holiday weekend to have a pretty good-sized picnic and say goodbye to her and send her on this new journey. Very proud of her. She's accomplished a lot. She's a teacher. She's also served in the military. And now she's going to start a new part of her journey. When she hugged me goodbye yesterday, she said, "Grandma, I promise I'll be back for Thanksgiving." So everybody keep some good thoughts for my Amanda out there on her own and starting a new journey. And to the rest of you, enjoy today. Enjoy the rest of your week. I'll be back tomorrow morning, and we are going to talk about insomnia. Big to-dos about insomnia this weekend on the Today Show, and it led me to ask questions of friends and family and do a little research. It's very interesting what I found. I hope you'll join me. But for the rest of the day, have a great one. Stay happy, stay safe, and stay respectful of everybody else that you have in your life. God bless everybody. Bye-bye.